Okay, so imagine this.
You're facing some medical situation.
Not, life or
That's
death.
something you want to be careful about, right?
Right.
You decide to consult one of those AI symptom checkers. You know, those things we all use now.
Just to be extra careful before booking a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
But instead of giving you accurate information, it gives you advice based on, well,
Let's just say a very creative interpretation of your symptoms.
that's the kind of creative detour we're diving into today.
AI
Yeah,
hallucinations
it's a great example and
comes in.
a bit unsettling, right?
Yeah.
Because it really highlights the real-world impact. These hallucinations can have.
For sure.
It's not just about AI getting things wrong. It's about the potential consequences when we rely on that information. And it
Exactly.
gets even more
But
interesting.
yeah, our deep dive today comes from a recent WebPro News article.
About how Microsoft is tackling this very issue.
Okay.
They've released something called the Correction Tool.
Which feels like a step straight into the future of AI reliability.
It really does.
The article talks about how correction uses groundless detection.
And what's so fascinating is this goes beyond simply spotting errors. We're talking about AI that can cross-reference its output with original source material, like in real time.
It's like having a super-powered research assistant built into the AI itself,
Totally.
instead of just spitting out information.
It's checking its own work, which
Don't
is
tell.
impressive, but also kind of unnerving when you think about how complex that is.
For sure.
And the article does a good job of laying out how it works step by step.
Developers have to enable this correction feature, but once they do, it seems like any time the AI generates something that isn't directly supported by the material it's using, it hits the brakes and goes,
Hold on a second.
yeah.
Let me double check that.
And this, to me, is where it gets really interesting.
Microsoft is clearly making strides in addressing these hallucinations.
But it begs the question.
Do they even fully understand why these hallucinations happen in the first place? The
Right.
article touches on this black box problem
It even quotes Alphabet's CEO, Sundar
as saying that
Pichai.
no one in the field has yet solved the hallucination problem.
Wow.
If even the leading minds in AI are struggling to grasp the why,
Yeah.
it makes you wonder about the sheer complexity of what's happening inside these neural networks.
It's almost like we've created something so sophisticated that even we, the creators, don't fully comprehend how it arrives at its conclusions.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just Google grappling with this either.
The article also mentions Apple CEO Tim Cook admitting,
That even their AI models, right, aren't immune to hallucinations.
which I think speaks to something really important.
Okay.
You know, we tend to think of AI as this,
Perfect. Objective intelligence.
yeah.
But the reality is, it's still in its infancy,
It's like we're trying to teach a child how to reason.
But the child's brain is a million times more complex than anything we've ever encountered.
It's a good way to think about it.
And what's fascinating here, right,
Yeah.
is this black box problem, as they
Yeah.
call it. It isn't just a technical hurdle.
It raises some, big questions about trust.
And reliance, right?
Right.
We can't fully understand why AI generates incorrect information.
Like, how comfortable should we be
Yeah.
depending on it for,
Really critical tasks.
it's like you said earlier about, the medical diagnosis scenario.
Exactly.
Or imagine,
A lawyer using AI to analyze case law.
and it pulls from some, fabricated precedent.
Right.
What starts as a,
An efficiency tool could become a huge liability.
totally. And this brings us back to the heart of our deep dive, right? Microsoft's
Obviously.
correction tool. It's undoubtedly a step towards addressing, the symptoms.
Of AI hallucinations, right?
Right.
But that underlying cause.
That black box, it still remains a mystery.
So, where does that leave us?
Do we just,
Like, accept these limitations and hope for the best.
or is there, a different way to approach this?
Well, the article doesn't offer, like,
A simple answer.
and I don't think there is one, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it does get you thinking, right? Maybe instead of striving for, like,
Absolute accuracy. We need to kind of shift our focus a bit.
To what? Like,
Accepting a certain level of error as just inevitable.
yeah, maybe, potentially.
I mean, think about it, right?
Okay.
Even with human experts.
We acknowledge the possibility of mistakes,
Yeah,
right?
right.
I mean, we have systems of,
Peer review, fact checking, accountability to, mitigate those risks.
maybe a similar approach is
Yeah.
needed with AI.
So instead of just trying to like fix AI hallucinations, we need to like develop
And
safeguards.
strategies for managing them,
Right.
for catching them when they occur,
Yeah.
and for like correcting them effectively.
Exactly. It's about building a healthy, you know.
Skepticism
Yeah.
into our interactions with these AI
While also, you know,
in
recognizing
immense potential.
this reminds me of something else the article touched on.
This idea that
AI development in a lot of ways.
mirrors our own human journey.
We strive for perfection.
But we make mistakes along the way, right?
Right.
We learn from them.
We adapt and we evolve.
And just like we teach, you know,
Children to
to
question.
think critically
Yeah.
and to like not believe everything they hear, right?
Right.
Maybe that's the
You
approach.
need to take with AI as well. So if
If you were to like give our listener,
a takeaway here is that this isn't just like a tech industry problem.
It's about
Society as a whole.
adapting to this new reality where AI is becoming increasingly.
Integrated into our lives.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
It's almost like we're entering this like new era of digital
They're
literacy.
understanding AI
Right.
and its
And it's,
potential.
yes, its flaws
Yeah.
becomes like
As fundamental as knowing how to, you know,
spot fake news online.
it's a great comparison.
Yeah.
And just like with, you know,
Navigating the internet
yeah.
safely and responsibly, right? We
Yeah.
need to like equip ourselves
And teacher
with
generation.
the tools to think critically
Yeah.
about the information,
That AI present us.
which brings up a kind of a fascinating point.
Okay.
We've been talking about, you know,
The risks of these AI hallucinations.
but what about like the potential upside
Is there a way to look at these mistakes?
as opportunities?
That's a really interesting angle.
What do you have in mind? What's
Because
better than
AI hallucinations, right, at
Right.
their core are a form of creativity.
The AI is generating something new, right?
Yeah.
Something that didn't exist
What
before.
if we could, like,
Harness that creativity.
so instead of viewing these hallucinations as simply, like,
Errors, right? We might view them as, you know,
unexpected outputs that could, like,
spark new ideas.
exactly.
Think about, you know,
Feels like art.
or music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine, like,
AI tools that could generate unconventional melodies.
or paint in styles we've, like, never seen before.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. It's about kind of shifting our perspective from, you know, trying to eliminate these unexpected outputs.
To maybe, like,
Yeah.
exploring how they might actually benefit us.
It's like AI could become a collaborator in
Totally.
the creative process, you know.
Pushing the boundaries of what we think is possible.
It's about embracing the unknown.
And that's, you know,
That's what makes this field so exciting.
for sure.
We're not just talking about building machines, right? We're
Right.
talking about like exploring new frontiers of knowledge.
And creativity.
Well said.
And on that note,
I think it's time to bring this deep dive to a close.
but before we go,
I want to leave our listener with one final thought. We've covered a lot today.
the potential risks of AI hallucinations,
The challenges in understanding why they happen.
and the need for, you know,
Critical thinking. Yeah.
in this age of AI.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
Exactly. So to our listener,
We want to hear from you.
have you had any personal experiences with AI hallucinations?
Good, bad, or just plain weird.
How do you think we should approach this challenge?
As AI becomes, you know,
Even more integrated into our lives.
share your thoughts on our website.
Or reach out on social media.
We're all in this together, right?
Right.
Figuring out how to navigate this exciting new world of AI.
Until next time,
Keep exploring
keep questioning.
and keep diving deep.